I'm Brian Moline. You may have seen some news stories over the past few years stating that Americans who are part of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps, are more likely to be obese than the general population. Does that mean the program causes obesity? One University of Illinois professor says the answer to that question is no. Craig Gunderson is an economist with the U of I's College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. He's one of the authors of the new book, SNAP Matters, which looks at the program's effect on health and well-being. I spoke with Gunderson about the chapter of the book he wrote titled SNAP and Obesity. He says the problem of obesity is much broader than the SNAP program itself.
This is an interesting thing because people always oftentimes associate with SNAP and obesity. And I think part of the misconception about this is along the lines of the fact that a lot of low-income Americans, on average, have higher rates of obesity than non-low-income Americans. And so some people may then assume that SNAP is part of the problem in terms of contributing to the proportion of the low-income population that's that is obese. However, if you look carefully at the research on SNAP, is that when you compare SNAP participants to eligible non-participants, is you then see that SNAP does not contribute to higher rates of obesity.
What kind of studies have been done on this topic to kind of show what you just told us here?
So studies in looking at SNAP have to carefully look at the fact that SNAP is not randomly distributed amongst the low-income population. Some people choose to go into SNAP, other people choose not to go into SNAP. So you have to carefully control for this selection issue, as it's called, into SNAP. And once we control for this selection, is that we find amongst the most all studies that have been done on this, most credible studies, have found that there's no relationship between SNAP and obesity. In other words, SNAP participants are no more likely and not less likely to be obese in comparison to non-participants. But a number of studies have actually shown that SNAP participants are less likely to be obese once this is done. So in terms of what the research has shown is that to assume that SNAP leads to obesity in any meaningful sense is just wrong.
Are there things that could be done maybe to encourage healthier eating within the SNAP program without hurting participation, without hurting other aspects of the program?
There's a number of things that could potentially be done. And one thing that I think is most can be most successful is to provide nutrition education. This is just in a broad sense, is to provide nutrition education so people understand the implications of different food choices. And there is a program called SNAP Ed, which gives, if SNAP participants are so inclined, is they can go and take courses that gives them more information about nutrition.
And one thing we've seen here in Illinois, there was a program to allow SNAP funds to be used at farmers markets here in the state of Illinois. And I think if I remember right, their money was even doubled to be used at those farmers markets. Your thoughts on those types of programs, are those having some kind of an impact?
So there has been some interest in promoting the use of SNAP at farmers markets. There's been some challenges with this is because generally farmers markets are quite a bit more expensive than going to a grocery store for purchases. So that's been one issue with this. And oftentimes farmers markets are perceived as generally catering to non-low-income households. So low-income households tend not to shop at farmers markets. So in the main, it hasn't really had much of a dent in terms of where people shop or how they shop. All that said, though, is I do want to point out that one thing that can encourage SNAP participants and more broadly low-income households to make certain decisions regarding food is there's healthy incentives. In other words, as you mentioned with farmers markets, for example, if somebody buys $4 worth of apples, is that instead of charging $4 if that purchase is made with SNAP, is people would only be charged $2. And so this could be used at farmers markets, but it could also be used at, say, large-scale supermarkets. Mm-hmm. It could be at Meijer or Walmart or County Market or other outlets. And that's one way that we could incentivize certain choices regarding food, and in particular, fruits and vegetables.
And we've talked about the obesity aspect here. What are some other aspects of SNAP that are really tackled here in this book in depth?
We look at SNAP across a whole wide range of issues, and let me just highlight a few of them.
Sure.
Here. Is the first is to show that SNAP is the critical part of the social safety net in the United States. And one chapter in this book shows that SNAP participants, SNAP has a profound impact on reducing poverty in the United States. The current poverty measure does not incorporate SNAP benefits into this. But if you do incorporate SNAP benefits into this, is you see that SNAP leads to reductions in the incidence of poverty, but also in terms of the depth and the severity of poverty. So it has a profound anti-poverty impact. Another thing that's been shown in this book is to look at the impact of SNAP on food insecurity. Now, we have to remember that when SNAP began as a program 50 years ago, the central goal of SNAP, and it remains a central goal of SNAP, is to alleviate food insecurity and hunger in the United States. And this chapter in this book, and more broadly, is the research on this area demonstrates that SNAP has a profound impact on food insecurity in the United States. In fact, SNAP participants are about 20% more less likely to be food insecure than eligible non-participants. So that's two examples of other findings throughout the book. But there's lots of that I think, because, you know, this was a book that was put together with experts across a wide number of areas in the SNAP literature, and so it's exciting to have those all compiled into one book.
That's U of I College of ACES economist Craig Gunderson, one of the authors of the new book, SNAP Matters, now available from Stanford University Press.